अच्छा पा पा
Every week I have to remember the damn login for the little chat module.
Just don't log out.
Yeah, well, if you used an IRC client that wasn't the web page, then that would probably work.
I use one called Leaf Chat. It's pretty.
I use Colloquy.
Never heard of it.
It's a OS X thing.
Yeah, it's an app.
That's why I haven't heard about it, because it won't work on a computer.
I got it right. All right, good for me.
All right, I think everything's working.
Are our calls working?
We'll find out.
All right. Six people, three of which are us. Yeah, I know. We need more people. Yeah. We need to suck less. Suck less tonight.
That's why we don't get the callers, because we don't have enough people listening live.
Mm. I think that roots down to the bottom of it, is I think the reason why podcasts are so popular, and let's face it, if I was not part of the Score Report, I wouldn't fucking call in either, because it's one of those things of any time that I would be talking on a phone or would be able to be talking on the phone, I'm not listening to podcasts.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We need better hold music. I think that's it. Quick, get the rights to Girl from Ipanema.
The original Portuguese version.
Yes.
The hold music is the show.
Yes, thank you, Alan. We're also a minute late.
Oh, well, let's start up. All right, we're live now.
Let's play some Girl from Ipanema.
The dial-in works. Oh, please stop.
Hello, Girl from Ipanema.
It's the Ipanema net.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, Jay, for all the way from over here, I can see your Ipanema.
Oh, excuse me while I whip this Ipanema out.
What the blue fuck is an Ipanema?
It's a town in Brazil.
Yes.
Where the girl was from.
And it's the music playing in the elevator as the Blues Brothers are going up to the Cook County Assessor's Office.
It's the music playing in a lot of it's probably because of Blues Brothers.
Every time somebody puts me on hold, I start singing that.
Deenie, 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 deenie.
Too late. Yeah. It's already in your head.
Yeah, everybody. Too late. So we have topics and shit.
Yes, you know what? We were going to start off with our listing of our topics, because everybody calls in and goes, what's the topic?
Well, let's give them the chat. Let's give them the call-in topic first, which is what can we do to get you to call in? So it's like, this is like the catch-22 of calling.
It is, because
in
people...
In order to tell us...
Yeah, you have to call in.
The meta call-in topic.
But the thing is, the people you want to know the answer to are the ones that won't call in.
That's right.
Well, maybe their significant others can call
in. So it's like the, you know, it's like the tree falls in a forest kind of a thing.
If a tree falls in the forest and there's just a man there, is he still wrong?
What I need to know is, as hard as I'm trying to bring you guys as much hog as I can to this show. Do you think possibly the show is lacking in hog?
Not tonight.
It's all hog.
It is, yes. This is the solid Score Report sausage party.
So it's funny that you mentioned squirrel. It's funny that this is a Score Report, because I was involved in photo shoot involving a squirrel yesterday.
For your day job?
For the day gig, yes. I was helping out the guys from American Hunter. So if anybody's out there listening and you get American Hunter, keep an eye on the September issue. That's all I'm saying.
Were they hunting squirrels?
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting squirrels.
Did you eat one?
I wasn't actually hunting it. I was pretending to hunt it for a photo shoot.
So it was faked.
Oh, it was a real squirrel.
It was staged.
It was staged, yes. It's pretty much everything you see in a magazine is staged, yes.
The squirrel was being paid generously.
No, the squirrel was predeceased for our convenience.
Oh.
the heck? Alan, are you lighting off fireworks again?
Yeah. Pardon me, my rocket sled just arrived.
So let's get this out of the way, and then we can list the topics.
All right.
Oh, loud, loud, loud. All righty. It is Thursday, July 2nd, 2015. This is episode 157 of the Squirrel Report.
Woohoo!
Our topics tonight. We already listed the call-in topic, which is, how come you no call in?
Why you no call?
Yeah. You don't write, you don't call.
Yeah, exactly.
You should call your squirrel.
Yeah.
The heck?
We have the another demonstration of the well-known tolerance of the left for alternative opinions.
And their lovely double standard.
Yes.
If standards are good, double standards are twice as
which
good.
Which is pretty much the theme of the whole show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because that's what everything is.
Yes. What's this other one here? I didn't read the whole thing. It was the one that was too long, couldn't read.
Oh, yeah. TLDR. It was the thing about how the left operates. It's kind of like what Sean was talking about last week, where it's not what it's about. It's something else.
Mm-hmm.
When the left operates, they like you said, they don't give a shit about the gays. They don't give a shit about the flag. They don't give a shit about any of that, except that it can be used as a wedge issue.
Yeah, they don't care about black churches.
Right.
So I heard a really good one today. You guys heard about the shooting or the alleged shooting at the Washington Navy Yard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about it. What actually happened?
It wasn't. Somebody heard a loud noise. Actually, Bob Owens actually came up with a great theory that it was Hillary Clinton destroying another server with a sledgehammer.
It may have been.
So.
In the Navy Yard.
I'm sorry. One of Hillary Clinton's well-compensated acolytes destroying us.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Did you see these emails? There was one where she was calling – she emailed somebody so that they could call somebody so they could get her a glass of iced tea. The fucking empress right there is – She needs an intermediary between someone that's going to go grab her an iced tea.
Yes, she needs an intermediary.
She can't speak to the help directly.
That's right.
And again, these are the emails she released.
Yeah, those are the ones that she thought were not a problem.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So
these are the ones they said.
It just so reminds me of that scene from the John Adams miniseries where he met King George. And it was like one of those, like, all right, you first enter the room, then you bow, then you walk a quarter of the way across the room, and then stop and bow again. And it was just like, it took him for, like, there was just this big, long, drawn-out scene. And, of course, Paul Giamatti did a great job of just acting unbelievably, like, annoyed and uncomfortable by the whole thing.
I must have missed that one.
That's right. Presidents don't bow. Oh, wait.
Hey, we have a caller. Let's take it.
No way.
Yeah. Area code 915. Hello.
Hello. Y'all kind of sort of took... What?
Greetings, caller.
Greetings, Jay. We talked over each other, so I didn't hear the initial greetings.
Sorry about that.
I shall give you salutations as well. Y'all kind of took the wind out of my sails. A little bit with your initial, they don't care about the cause, but I was just going to comment something further on that. The entire purpose of it is you set up straw men and you have somebody fight the straw man, and it's even better when you can set up two straw men and have them fight each other. I'm going to take this current whole, oh no, the gays are destroying our marriage thing. If you look at the institution of marriage itself in Western society, the institution of marriage itself has been pretty well denigrated already by, you know,
everything.
This is just a logical...
Yeah. Elvis impersonators.
But what... we'll go with that, yeah. So some of these marriages started in Vegas, and they stayed in Vegas even when the people left, and that's part of the problem. But what's going on here is you've got the rabble-rousers. On the one hand, they've created this big old boogeyman for the homosexual movement. The Christians want to put you in jail or whatever, and they've taken, trying to make it seem as though if you go to church on Sunday, then you must want to put the gays in jail or, I don't know, force feed them peanut butter jelly sandwiches till they're not gay anymore. On the other hand, for the gays, they set up this great big boogeyman of, well, if you allow them to do that, it's somehow going to destroy your marriage. And in the meantime, the people that are, the agitators, just sitting back, letting the two groups fight it out, each one thinking they're fighting against something they're not. And, oh no, we have conflict. We need the government or some other appointed authority to step in. And guess what? That appointed authority, who steps forward? The agitators have created the problem in the first place. You're seeing this with the race riots that are actually, more wannabe ghetto culture and slug culture versus the world. You stir that up, set up conditions for that. You see that with this whole Confederate flag thing. It's, hey, let's you and him fight. It'd be like Alan saying, hey, Jay, weird, let's have a fight. You guys fight each other, and then I'll come in and declare myself the winner. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
Yep. No, that was unbelievably succinct. Oh, but to be fair, also, I must say that the goddamn homos ruined my marriage this week.
How would they do that?
Fudge packery.
Oh. That ruined your marriage?
Hey, that fudge ain't going to pack itself.
I know a lot of people that think it helped.
I'm thinking about going deeper down the rabbit hole, and I'm just going to pull the air brake and just laugh. And everyone knows I'm unbelievably pro-gay marriage and may also be married to Jay.
I did have a reloading question for Weird that was inspired because I heard him on another podcast, and I've forgotten completely what it is. So all I've got to say is, Weird, how much do you get paid for all this?
I think
I'm paid in Apple credits.
I think I'm out $600 or so.
Yeah, it's negative.
Okay, because if you were getting paid, I'd say you were whoring yourself out to other podcasts. But if you're not getting paid, well, that's okay.
He's just a slut.
He's a slut. Man, I've got my ass on the street corner. Just nobody's buying.
He's just giving it away.
I think the only podcast that I listen to that I haven't heard weird on is Gun Nation, and I'm just waiting to hear that. Our new contributor, Weird Beard.
Yeah. I don't know if I've actually listened to that one. I may have to start and see if I get a handle.
Basically, think of it as a combination of Handgun Radio and a more or less safe for work Vicious Squirrel. Doc Weston kind of strikes me as a little bit Alan-ish.
Oh, yeah. I have listened to a couple episodes of that. I need to listen to that more regularly. I love Doc Wesson.
Yeah, if Alan wasn't with turtleneck and apple and bitter, he might be like Doc Wesson.
Well, and made bulletproof vests for a living.
Well, this is true. This is true. In other words, Alan—he's nothing like Alan. But if Alan was like him, he'd be.
All Alan does for a living is talk to electrons, and the electrons, oddly enough, talk back to him.
That's right, they do.
So, I guess he's nothing like Alan, other than he just tries to herd the cats.
Yep. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right. I might may or may not dial back in just to listen to it. So if you hear me again or see my number again, don't pick up. I'll just be listening.
I'll try.
All right.
915. Just remember that.
Yeah, we'll see. I can always hang up on him again. That number, 214-530-0036. And you can call in too. I wanted to let everybody know I ordered a shitload of stickers that have the Squirrel Report logo on them.
What are we going to do with these stickers besides put them all over my daughter?
Well, I figured that'd be a good use.
Yeah. I want one for my truck.
Oh, I'll.
Are they the truck kind? Are they the backwards kind that stick on the inside of a window? Or are they the.
They're the vinyl stickers that you'd have to put them like on the outside.
Will they hold up to the elements?
For a while. I mean, nothing's forever, but you know, they've got like they got like a UV coating on them. They're designed for outdoors.
Okay.
I'll put one on my drawer. I totally rock a
squirrel. Also, just so you know, Alan, glitter is forever.
That's true. It is.
My daughter has not yet upended a bottle of glitter in my house, but I guarantee yours has.
Oh, yeah.
And you're still, well, you know, you've moved like 6 times since that probably happened. So whoever has that place now is still picking glitter out of it going, son of a bitch, there's some glitter here. Yep. Glitter is forever.
Yes, I know. My daughter put a tube of it in the washer by accident.
Oops.
At the new house?
Yeah, at the new house, yes.
Oh, no! At least you could have left the one in Massachusetts like, ha-ha.
No, I left a big steaming turd in that one. I mean,
did you leave a floater, Jay?
No, I didn't.
So I'm thinking what I'll do is I'd like to give them away, but I can't afford to give them away. You know,
self-addressed stamped envelopes.
So, well, what I'm thinking is, you know, send me a buck, a sticker.
$25.
No, I'm not. No, that's not. I think a buck is fair.
But if you send them $25, you'll get 25 stickers.
Well, that's right. You know, plus, you know, like 50 cents for postage.
That should be more than enough. That should be more than enough to cover a 2-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. You might need a few more.
Ooh, it could be a Halloween costume.
They're only 3 inches by 3 inches.
It'd be the Squirrel Report thing.
That's not much hog. I'm just saying.
She didn't have any hog. She is hogless.
The squirrel?
What?
So, yeah, anyway, I'll put a thing somewhere that with the sticker.
A thing with the stuff?
Yeah. If anybody wants a sticker. I'll put it like on the webpage or something.
How many stickers do you have?
I got like 1,000.
Nice.
That's $1,000.
No, it's not.
All right. I'm gonna write a check for $900
because I'm gonna give away like 3/4 of them, I'm sure. So,
ooh, are we gonna have like booths at the county fair?
No,
five squirrels for a dollar.
Yeah, I ain't going there.
Oh, that would be so much fun doing a squirrel report at a county fair, though. Like,
awesome.
like one of those like booths, and we'd be like hot and sweaty, and be like leaning around the microphones and all that, and like. Yeah. People are walking by and looking at us like, what the fuck is that?
No.
Oh,
we would have to have the old timey microphones. Oh, we would so need those.
The ones that look like a can?
Yes. Yes. Like the 1950s.
Oh, I was thinking like, different? I was thinking like 1910.
Hold on. Let me pull up. Right here. Here we go. Shop from on Google.
Like the line from my favorite line from,
here we are. Ready? I'm going to post a link in chat. Okay, this whatever is another reason for anybody listening to be in chat. Here we go. Boom.
Whatever the one okay. that... yes.
Just like that. Whamajama.
Oh, no. I'm thinking more old school than that.
Sorry, I'm interacting with people in chat to drum up calling.
Why you no call? Now there's a great line in "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?" Right, where they're singing.
I just posted a screen cap of the recording studio.
Yes, that one. that one where the guy's like, they'll pay you $10 to sing into the can. I love it.
Yep. There's vintage microphones on eBay. That's frightening.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I bet you could.
There's a rabbit hole.
You could probably lose a lot of money down there.
I lost you at vintage. What were you buying?
Nothing.
Vintage microphones. God, the problem is I'm looking at some of these and I'm like, we used those when I was in the TV production club in high school. Yeah. Yep, right there.
How much pornography do they have on Betamax in there?
Probably a lot.
Can you still get, I mean, I know you can still get Betamax tapes. I actually looked it up. I can't remember why, but there was a reason. It wasn't just one of my, I wonder if you could still do this. I'll be damned.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can still get like copyrighted material on Betamax with any ease.
Probably not.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I bet you could. You have to go to like eBay and get it used or something. I bet nobody's making new stuff. So anyway, how about some topics?
All right.
Now that we've pissed away 20 minutes.
Let's do it.
Let's dive into that first one.
George Takei.
Takei. Because it rhymes with gay.
Whatever.
Oh, my.
Yeah, oh, my, indeed. Who has decided that, Clarence Thomas, he took offense to something Clarence Thomas, which really, I don't know that what Clarence Thomas wrote was all that horrible, but George took, I got somewhere there's audio. I want to play it because it's hilarious. Here we go.
The clown in blackface sitting on the Supreme Court. He gets me that angry.
I'm sure.
He doesn't belong there. And for him to say slaves had dignity, I mean, doesn't he know that slaves were in chain? This man.
I'm glad we have George Takei to tell us how slaves were treated.
Yeah, which is funny because in the first place, you're talking about a man whose claim to fame is repeating verbally what other people wrote.
And again, with George Takei, it's the height of irony because you have a man who actually went through internment at the hands of the government, claiming the government should take our guns away.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's terrible. So what Clarence Thomas wrote, and I think George completely misunderstood it.
Probably.
I don't think he did. I think He gave him a chance to, you know, pull the you're no true Scotsman, sir.
Well, it may be, but what Clarence Thomas wrote, and I have the quote right here. He and this was in his dissent on the Supreme Court case. He said, "Human dignity has long been understood in this country to be innate. When the framers proclaimed in the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, they referred to a vision of mankind in which all humans are created in the image of God and therefore of inherent worth. That vision is the foundation upon which this nation was built. The corollary of that principle is that human dignity cannot be taken away by the government. Slaves did not lose their dignity any more than they lost their humanity because the government allowed them to be enslaved. Those held in internment camps did not lose their dignity because the government confined them. And those denied government benefits certainly do not lose their dignity because the government denies them those benefits. The government cannot bestow dignity and it cannot take it away." I think George didn't understand what he was saying because he did not understand the concept of dignity that Clarence Thomas is talking about.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be with Alan here because, and then I'll let Jay just tear us both apart. But I said that to my mother-in-law at one point is I just said, you know what, you know, somebody in Nairobi has just as much of a right to keep and bear arms as I do, you know, even though Kenya does not have a Second Amendment or anything like that, or Canada not having a Second Amendment, but it's one of those, but you're a human being You have a right. You have a right to live. You have a right to defend your life, and therefore you have a right to do it with the best tools that are available. And we're human beings.
Right.
Humans are tool users. So yes, you have a right to the best tools for the trade, and it just blew her mind because, I mean, just progressives just live their entire life with just a gigantic mother may I thing, as opposed to like the more libertarian thing of the. No, you know, nobody said I can't do it, and so therefore, you know, it must be okay. You know, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not hurting me. So I'm gonna carry on doing what I can. And if I'm not hurting anybody and I'm not hurting me, and somebody says I can't do it, I'm gonna fight against that. Versus all of the, you know, oh, it's got to be expressly allowed by the government. And so when you have something like this where you're just simply stating that, no, the government can't do that, the government's not all powerful, they kind of throw a little bit of a rod on that one.
Yep.
All right, Jay, let's have it.
I mean, just personally, George Takei is not a dumb man. And I'm certain that he understands what Clarence Thomas is saying. He just disagrees because only the government can bestow rights. Ergo, only the government can bestow dignity. When they interred his family, they took away his dignity. See, you don't get to be an aggrieved party if you have it all along. You don't get to be the injured. You don't get to be the, oh, poor me, I'm gay and I'm oppressed.
Yeah.
If no one's taking away your dignity.
Also, I mean, I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying he's stupid. What I'm saying is, I mean, it's one of those, like, it's cross-talking. It's, you know, you know the old saying that I'm probably misrepeating, but that, you know, conservatives and progressives argue between, conservatives always argue about civilization and the barbarians. Progressives always argue about, you know, the oppressors and the oppressed. And libertarians always argue about, you know, freedom and authoritarianism. And that's the and none of those things necessarily, you know, they kind of slightly intersect in a Venn diagram, but they're mostly all completely different concepts. You know, like when someone talks about, oh, you know, we're over there, you know, in Afghanistan with those Stone Age savages. Yeah, I guess they are Stone Age savages. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
But they still have dignity. That's the whole thing. It doesn't take a government.
yes, they still have dignity.
Well, and that's where apparently that and like you said, Weird, it's and Jay, the. I think George's opinion is that, yes, the government can take that dignity away, which, I disagree with completely, obviously. But I think
Now I'm going off the cuff here. I wonder if there's even like a fantasy aspect to it, is because also it's one of those – the progressives always, you know, are always have their, you know, their big hopes and dreams, and they want the government to – and they have their unwanted list of the people they dislike, and they want the government to do things to them.
Yeah.
So the idea that someone could strip away someone's dignity or even their humanity.
Oh, they want to be able to do that.
Exactly. You know, could they Stalin-esque disappear people just by sheer power of government?
It could be. I did love what Jim Treacher had to say about it, which is funny. If you've never read Jim Treacher, he's a hilarious writer. But he wrote a little thing about it, and he ends it by saying, by referring to Clarence Thomas as a clown in blackface, George Takei has taken away nobody's dignity but his own. Why is it okay for a Japanese man to use such racist language against a black man? Because their relative positions in the hierarchy of grievances. Sure, Thomas is black, and therefore he's a designated victim, but he's also conservative, and he's explicitly rejecting the narrative of victimhood that underpins the entire social justice movement. Therefore, the black dude is trumped by the gay Asian dude. Takei can spew as much racist garbage as he wants, and he's protected because he not only embraces his own victimhood, but he treasures victimhood itself like the purest gold. Without it, he's just another washed-up actor from a schlocky old show about spaceships. Not that I doubt Takei means what he says. He really is a huge racist.
And I'll disagree slightly with Preacher in that it has nothing at all to do with the hierarchy of the oppressed. It's very simple that Takei is on the left and Thomas is on the right. Ergo, anything thrown at Clarence Thomas is perfectly acceptable.
Right.
Look at what was shoveled at Sarah Palin.
Oh yeah.
If that had been reversed and it had been Republicans talking about Democrat Sarah Palin the way the left talked about Republican Sarah Palin,
oh, yeah.
you would not, your ears would still be ringing with war on women.
Oh yeah.
Yep. You've got people making jokes about Michelle Obama and that being just the most horrible racism on the face of the planet. Yet, you know, that whole David Letterman telling the joke about Bristol Palin getting raped at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
I think it was Piper. It was one of the other ones. I don't know. I really don't care that much about Sarah Palin, but I do. But I do give some respect to her damn family. I'm not going to make rape jokes about her underage daughter.
Yes, again, Rush Limbaugh, you know, jokingly calling Chelsea Clinton the dog was horrible and unconscionable and blah, blah, blah. But again, you know, raping Sarah Palin's daughter, ha, ha, ha. Boy, that's funny because those Republicans deserve it.
Well, you know, there's also the aspect, and Rita, who is not with us, pointed this out. We were talking about this earlier, and she mentioned there also could be a factor that that Clarence Thomas is using dignity in almost a religious sense, which is an anathema to the left. You know, you can't have God given rights because, good Lord, there's no God. That's just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, that's always they're full of double standards. Is, you know, saying the word thug, you know, which is, you know, a Hindi word, and then on top of that, you know, has been used for decades. I mean, you read old pulp novels, and they're going to be talking about thugs, and it's not a black thug because hey, guess what? Those 1920s authors used different words for black thugs.
Yes, they did.
No, that was definitely a white thug, and
probably an Italian.
Yeah. So all these, you know, it's, you know, that going through, but all of a sudden that's declared to be the new, you know, the new N-word. And so now that's, you know, horrible. You're saying thug, you're really just winking at the camera and saying nigger. No, you're not. But hey, they've declared you have. But meanwhile, he could just and actually go even further, you know, a little bit further back. You've got Mitt Romney when he used the term tar baby and actually John Kerry used the term even before him and nobody cared. But all of a sudden, Mitt Romney used the term tar baby and used it appropriately, not referring to someone or something as a tar baby, but as a sticky situation that is only going to get worse the more you struggle as a tar baby. And everyone said, oh, there, you know, he's a racist. He's, you know, he's disparaging black people, even though trying to make it a disparaging term for black people, at least thug, you can substitute nigger for thug and it works. You know, it'll still work in context. It's the same part of speech. This one didn't even work that way, but that went through. Yet Takei can say clown in blackface towards a sitting black justice and no problem whatsoever.
Not only that, but the guy interviewing him wasn't even shocked. He was like, oh, yeah, right. Cool.
Yep. No, he's definitely one of those. No, I was thinking the same thing myself.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Oh, damn it. I had another thought, but then I lost it.
It died of loneliness. We know.
Yeah, it happens. Maybe it'll come back. So, anyway, there was a great article, that was passed around the, Facebooks. And I will put the link because I know nobody bothered to read the webpage, talking about this whole, basically dealing with the left, And this is not new, you know. This has been going on since the left existed, since the in, basically since the invention of international socialism and progressives, this is how the left has worked. And you can't accommodate the left. You can't.
Quick, everybody go to read Ellen's link that you can really find in our chat.
Yeah. It's like Weird said, in a lot, for most people, it's probably a TLDR. But basically it points out that you can't deal with the left. You can't, the minute you give them something, they want more. You know, the minute, what's her name, the governor of South Carolina said, yeah, you know what, we probably ought to take that flag down off the courthouse. Suddenly they wanted to ban the flag nationwide for everything.
By the way, they're getting rid of, TV Land got rid of Dukes of Hazzard reruns.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fucking war. That was my favorite TV show as a kid.
I loved that show when I was a kid.
Oh.
So, you know, in the same thing with the gay marriage thing. I mean, you can be pro gay marriage all day long, but all of a sudden they got gay marriage and instantaneously pivoted to not only do we have to have gay marriage, but you can't refuse service to a gay couple, even if you don't believe, even if you're religious, if you have personal religious objections to it, you know. And they're instantly talking about taking away, you know, the tax-free status of churches that refuse to marry gay couples and things like that. So, you know, you cannot win with the left because, and Sean was talking about this last week. That's not the point. You know, this is a constant. The minute they get one wedge issue, they start on another. So anyway,
man,
It just needs people need to be reminded of it constantly because we get bogged down in this minutia of fighting these fights, and that's not how you win. Weird. Go ahead.
Well, see, no, I don't think that they want to win so much as they want to utterly destroy the other side.
Well, yeah.
Win, you know, they don't care about winning the argument. They want the other side to not exist. Which, you know, again, one look no further than Tunisia to see what happens when one side has a monopoly on force.
Well, it's like this. Person, I think this was written by Daniel Greenfield on this blog. And he says, the left exists to destroy you. It doesn't seek to coexist with you. Its existence would lose all meaning.
Yeah.
Any common ground will be used to temporarily achieve a goal before the useful idiots are kicked to the curb and denounced as bigots who are holding back progress. It's about power. So you can't work out a truce with tyrants. You can give in or stand up to them. There's nothing else.
Yep.
And I got to love talk about double standard is, you know, churches have this, you know, tax exempt status because they, you know, they are, you know, holding themselves unto their belief and, you know, they're not, you know, at least they're not supposed to be money making, you know, endeavors.
Well, they also operate as charities.
Yeah. And so, but the whole key behind that is to, you know, stand up for a certain tenet of beliefs.
Right.
And they're saying right now, essentially, you have to flush your beliefs.
Yeah. Well, what about whatever happened to freedom of religion?
Exactly.
I got into a little bit of an argument with a certain person on Facebook about that because she was talking about, well, why should churches be tax exempt? And I said, well, because they're charitable institutions and we let charitable institutions be tax exempt. And she goes, well, why churches? Why should they be tax exempt? And I was like, are you not listening to what I'm saying? And we went round and round. And obviously she was a liberal. But, you know, the whole – it's this blind myopia. It's like, well, you know, if you I said, I don't mind making churches pay taxes as long as you also make the United Way and the – you know, the Red Cross and all the political parties and everybody else that's tax exempt pay taxes too. Oh, well, so it's got to be all or no one. That's childish. I'm like, what?
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's it. I mean, so one, you're saying, oh yeah, no, whatever happened to the, you know, freedom of religion.
Right.
Well, that's an amendment is, you know, the only reason why the left is anti Second Amendment is because they're anti every other amendment.
Right.
Right. They just hadn't got to the others yet.
I mean,
well,
you know,
no, it's a lot easier to get to the others once you've gotten rid of the second.
Yeah. The same party of Black Lives Matter is the party of like stop and frisk, where it's just one of those, you know, well, you know, you can just frisk somebody for being black as they walk down the street. And then when they get offended and riot, then it's the police's fault. Yeah. What?
Yeah. One of my favorite info JPEG-y things was the one that said, has a picture of the hippie saying, you know, wants more government control.
Yeah.
And then they got the picture of the riot cop spraying.
Yep.
You know, pepper spray in their face is like government control or wants more government. This whatever. I'm
it was wants more government pointing to the hippie and the riot cop giving her a mouthful of pepper spray at a point arrow to him. Government.
Yeah. More government. So,
you're getting government in good and hard.
Yep. Yeah. So,
yep.
But yeah, that call-in number, 214-530.
Right. Tell us why you're not calling in. Call in and tell us why you don't.
So far, the only person calling in is the guy that wanted to call in and just listen. So.
All right. So let's talk about Maruigi.
Yeah. So, you know, and this is another one of those things, you know, if you go back in time and you look and you see how these here's proof that this applies to the Democrats and the Republicans. They have absolutely no morals or scruples. The everything they do is strictly for a, you know, current advantage. You know, whatever they think will put them in the best position to get their people reelected. So, for whatever reason, the hippies all grew up and became Democrats, and somehow are anti marijuana. And then you got Rand Paul, who is apparently raising a shitload of money from the marijuana industry.
And the hilariousness about it is the quote unquote controversy around it is no, it's their legal businesses. It says they're legal businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, they are technically illegal businesses. It's one of those things of the, you know, if marijuana was legal today, I might go out and have a joint. Why not? Let's give it a try. Free and legal. Sort of idea, but I would not do it if Massachusetts suddenly just had like Colorado with just recreational dispensaries kicking around. And I'm certainly not going to go to a doctor and go, yeah, I feel sad when I'm not high. Can you fix that?
Well, because there's a whole lot of gotchas to that, because as long as it's legal at the state level, but illegal at the federal level, you're in a really gray area.
Oh yeah. You can still go down federally, which is just as hard and just as bad, and no thank you.
Yeah.
Sort of idea. So, I mean, but at the same time, they are operating legally, and Obama has said that he's going to give them a good leaving alone after pounding the ever-loving shit out of them for the first few years of his presidency. I mean, that's the thing that bugs me the most, is it's one of those things of when Obama got elected, I'd kind of gotten away from the Republican Party. I hadn't quite realized it yet, but I was less and less a Republican than I had been. But I'm like, ugh, well, all right. This progressive just got elected. But I am a really socially liberal guy. So let's, you know, see what we get. I mean, the only thing we've got from it is the kind of sort of end of don't ask, don't tell. And it just bugs me. It's one of those like, okay, at least, you know, someone who
signed into law by Hillary's husband.
Yes.
Who campaigned on Confederate flag buttons?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep.
And rape black people.
Allegedly. No, no, no. Hispanic.
Okay. Was she a white Hispanic or a black Hispanic? Because remember, being Hispanic isn't race.
Well, it depends.
Hispanic is culture. And according to the government, Hispanic is also the only culture. So you either have culture or you don't. Are you Hispanic? Yes.
Well, then again, you can just identify as black. You know, because we're all black, because we all identify. The Rachel Dolezal school of thought.
Yes.
So man, she must be all kinds of happy about the Confederate flag flap because she's like right off the front page.
Yeah.
Though at the same time, she still also has that nice little she fucked with her cute little house of cards. And as far as I can tell, she's not a, you know, she's not a what's his face? Veritas. What the hell is that guy's name? The guy who did the pimp outfit and did the acorn.
Acorn.
What was that guy's name?
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. What's his name?
Yeah. Oh, I've forgotten his name now. But yeah, no. Came out that, you know, oh no, she's totally fucking white. You know, I was kind of wondering, oh, is she? And then also I heard like, oh, it all started when she went to an all black school and they treated her like shit. James O'Keefe. Yeah. I was kind of wondering if there might be a little bit of a James O'Keefe business going on where it was one of those like, all right, as soon as I'm going to push this as far as I go. And as soon as I discover it, I'm going to start calling out, you know, attention to what a fucking sham this system they've created is. And then nope. Turns out, no, she is absolutely a, you know, she really does think she's black. She's just crazy. And she is, you know, as liberal as they come and in the sense that, you know, George Takei has a right to speak out against Clarence Thomas because he's not really black. She is black. And so because of that, she's got all that. But at the same time, she is kind of an interloper. So she's just been kind of othered by the left, and that ain't a good place to be.
And both of my children, when it's time for them to go to college, are going to be gay, Jewish, disabled black people. Just saying.
Because that's what they see themselves
as. That's what they identify as, yeah. Yes.
Because apparently none of that matters.
Because Blazing Saddles is a funny fucking movie.
That's right. Funniest movie ever made.
I'd say I still think The Big Lebowski's funnier than that.
Nope.
I really like The Big Lebowski.
It's
no, you're wrong. Plain and simple. Big Lebowski is good, but
it's not Blazing Saddles. It's a strong second.
Okay. And we were just talking about Brother Where Art Thou. That movie's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, but
Not in the top 10.
I mean, that's lower than Spaceballs. I mean, come on.
It's got George Clooney in it, which is pretty hard to take.
Yeah, I'm one of those. I'm a film buff, and I've decided, you know what? I'm not going to play the political game.
No.
If a movie is enjoyable, I'm going to watch the goddamn thing.
If you did that, you'd never watch a movie.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it does sometimes hurt a whole lot. Like when I watched, you know, Chinatown or Rosemary's Baby, and I'm like, oh, this movie is so good. And done by a fucking unrepentant child rapist. Ugh.
Yeah.
We have a call.
Hey.
There he is.
That's a human.
It is.
It's working this time?
It Excellent. Is a human.
Hey, and I'm with Weird on The Big Lebowski.
Oh, ho, ho!
Wow.
That's
I never knew I lived so close to someone so wrong.
Granted, I've just watched Blazing Saddles again recently, and damn if it's not as funny as I remember it. I don't know if it's just that pie, you know, fights and farts aren't as funny as they used to be, but
farts are just funny. As funny. But Lebowski is funny. Mouth. Yeah,
Lebowski. The Big Lebowski has moments, but there are parts of it that are just not good.
Which parts?
I disagree.
They're not bad, but they're just not good. Blazing Saddles is start to finish good.
Yeah.
At no point does Blazing Saddles have Tara Reid before she fucked up her tits saying that she'll suck Jeff Bridges' cock for $1,000.
That's right.
Yeah, but that's
I
not.
I just got to go to the ATM.
I don't know. That's not funny, though.
You know,
but they were nihilists.
Ties the room together.
Nihilists are funny.
Nihilists are funny. Say what you will about the tenets of National Socialism, but at least it's an ethos.
Oh my god!
And that
god.
Rug really brought the room together.
It did. That was a damn yeah. nice rug.
Semi-aquatic rodent in a residential area. That ain't legal.
You're obviously not a golfer.
All right. So, see, Alan's wrong. So's Jay. It's a fucking funny movie.
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't funny. I just said it wasn't the funniest.
Speaking of people that are wrong, George Takei.
Yeah.
He sure is.
You know what his hugest mistake is? This guy, he really is an idiot because he really is being a sore winner.
Yes, he yeah. is.
If that yeah. is the worst thing that they should be right now. They should be gracious. They should be – because they do realize, I hope, that it was a 4-5 split. You know? No,
that doesn't matter.
Well, that is one nomination away from something else.
When has the left ever been gracious in winning or losing?
Never.
I'm
just pointing that out. Yeah. They're going to sit there going, na, 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 boo, 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 na, 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 you know, as long as they can,
yep.
and then try to step on the people's necks that they can while they can, and they just end up looking like shit, like they always do.
Yep, but it doesn't matter.
It also goes with holding onto your victimhood like it's precious gold. I mean,
that's
it's
right.
one of those, like, when you get that next step up and things suddenly get better for you. Oh shit, but I've been diminished as a person because I value myself on my victimhood. You
yep.
know, if Alan
and another
was
dumbass thing here is the Republicans, they're being sore losers.
Yeah, they
okay?
are.
It's totally the wrong position to come
it,
up in the
really
next
is.
Election. It is totally, totally a
yeah.
mistake
oh,
to be drilling
yeah.
down hard
Don't
on
even.
That. Everybody
oh, good
just
Lord.
Really
Don't
ought to just
started.
Shut the fuck up about it and
yeah,
just let it go.
You know,
especially
I,
the Republicans.
You know that the Democrats are just rubbing their hands in glee, knowing that all these Republicans are going to come yeah. out and campaign against gay marriage when it's already a done deal.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't, you know, you just got
to
avoid that. And,
Times,
you know, they'll,
stupid
come, they'll bring it up.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And it'll be a mistake.
Yeah, the hill to die on at this point is not gay marriage. The hill to die on is freedom of religion and freedom for your own, you know. So we're not throwing bakers in jail because they don't want to bake a cake.
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actual churches getting sued because they won't perform a gay wedding.
Right.
Guess what? A lot of churches won't perform a wedding between denominations.
No, they won't. A lot of churches won't. A lot of churches won't perform a wedding unless you're a member of the church.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not like they're just plucking this out of the air. You know,
right.
This is ongoing tradition.
Yeah, but the left doesn't believe in any of that crap. So to them, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And we'll just
yeah.
use government to force them. If they won't perform them, we'll take away their tax exempt status.
Right.
We'll use the big hammer of government to force every nail into every hole.
And what I think is funny is everybody forever since the concept first floated about legalizing gay marriage, there have been the people that are like, well, that's just the first step on a slippery slope.
Yep.
And you're going to have polygamous, you know, you legalize the gays and you're going to legalize the polygamists and you're going to legalize the boy lovers and all this stuff. And damned if not 2 weeks after the Supreme Court ruled in favor of it, somebody's suing up in Idaho or something. Somebody's suing to get a marriage certificate for their second wife.
Well,
hey, line marriage, man, it's the only way to go.
That's what I say. Nothing
That's
conserves
right.
nothing conserves assets like a line marriage.
Yep.
And then you know it's like you know, and the left is like. You know, they've been poo-pooing the, you can't use a slippery slope argument, blah, 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 blah. So, you know,
And I'm perfectly fine with this slippery slope argument.
The problem is that the left is the living embodiment of the slippery slope. I mean, that is what they, you know, it's like, it's, you know, they are the give them an inch and they'll take a mile.
Right. That's the space they live in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the mortar they focus on.
Right. So to hear them argue against that, oh, you can't use that. Well, it's ridiculous because, you know,
What do you think about the precedents that this brings to nationwide concealed carry?
Well, okay.
Have you heard the debates about that?
Yeah, I have. I actually have two thoughts on that. One is there's a school of thought that says that the Supreme Court has made a huge, disastrous mistake in cementing the role of government power in granting marriage.
Right.
And there's another, the other rule of argument that says, well, you know what? You've put the blessing of the Supreme Court on the idea of equal protection under the law for everything, everywhere, which means that if my concealed carry license issued in Texas should be just as good in Massachusetts or California as it is in Texas.
Yep.
And you know,
the weird thing is that the whole genesis of the government getting involved in marriage at all was to keep whites from marrying blacks.
Yes.
That's the whole reason they had licensing to begin with.
Right.
And
well, it wasn't all that long ago.
It was just none of the government's, you know, trouble.
Well, it's kind of interesting because if you look at the history of marriage, you know, outside of, you know, prehistoric times, which we really don't know what happened, but you know, the separation, it wasn't until the United States came along that the government and the church were two different things. So the whole idea of you know, you can't really say government wasn't interested in marriage, because prior to the United States it was, because the church controlled marriage throughout most of the entire Western world. And so when the U.S. came along, that kind of got thrown for a loop, because and the separation of church and state meant that the institution of marriage was strictly a religious thing and was recorded as a religious thing and was not a government function. So, you know, churches married people and they wrote it down in the Bible or whatever, and that was that. And then, you know, there was this huge, you know, when people do, started to kind of look at, and, you know, hey, man, that black guy, he's kind of hot. Or, you know, hey, that black chick, yeah. And, you know, people started hooking up and everybody went, whoa, hold on now. We can't have that.
Yep.
So,
yeah, and it's always the left that's saying
so,
that.
So, like, they, so as you say,
they so nicely forget all of that. That, you know,
yeah.
As
you say,
the whole thing with the Confederate flag. You know, it's like, hey, you know whose flag that really was?
Oh, it's no different than the Nazi flag.
Yeah,
I love that moral equivalence argument.
Speaking of Nazi flag, let me just dive something in here. Just. With this whole talk, I don't give a flying fuck about Donald Trump, whatever. But Macy's is dumping Donald Trump, and I've always disgusted whenever I drive past a Macy's because their fucking symbol is the red star. More people have been killed under the red star of communism
than
under the swastika. And for anyone who wants to say, oh, but weird, they're not a communist, you know, company. They just have the, you know, the red star is a pre-existing symbol. Yeah, so is the swastika. Yep. Go to India. They're everywhere because it's the circle of life. But the Nazis stole it. And so now all of a sudden, if I draw a swastika, nobody thinks of, you know, of Hindu rituals. They think of... Or Buddhism, they think of throwing Jews in ovens. Yep. Don't even think about throwing gypsies and gays in ovens. They think about throwing Jews in ovens.
Well, the whole thing with the Confederate flag, though, I just get this vibe that it's just like a magician waving his arms on stage so you're not noticing something else that's going
on. That's exactly what it is.
Because it's all just bullshit. I mean, it's, you know, you can't – there is absolutely no way you're going to ban it. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, No. First Amendment, just I can just stop the conversation there.
Right.
But the thing is when Amazon or whoever the hell, eBay, says, oh, we're not selling any more kind of Confederate flags, you know, oh, sure, the Nazi stuff is just fine, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're selling the hell out of Nazi
stuff. That Confederate flag and, oh, the TV
and Che Guevara
thing.
T-shirts.
Oh, my God. How ridiculous can it be? Did anyone actually watch Dukes of Hazzard? Those guys weren't bigots at all.
Nah.
They weren't.
Well, they it would have been really hard because there weren't any black people on the show.
Yeah.
Actually, yes, there was.
Was there?
Yeah, I think there was a few times, but it was.
The neighboring county sheriff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The county sheriff.
The only non-corrupt authority figure was a black man.
That's right. You're absolutely
right. He was a hard ass, but he was fair. He was the one they went to when things got really bad.
Yep, that's right.
And as has been pointed out, yes, they did not have an accurate representation of the true racial mix of a county in the South, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, boo-hoo.
They had a very limited pool. They had you had the Duke family and then the smattering of people in the town that appeared in the show.
Right.
Most of which were either they were corrupt, venal, or stupid.
And I've actually got to say, I kind of wonder though, I mean, they're making jokes of southern counties, so which are, you know, the size of my backyard. I could imagine there's a couple of like small counties in the deep South that have just absolutely no mix whatsoever, just because.
No, there aren't.
It's teeny tiny.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
They're not.
Yeah,
that, they're
I
not
actually
that small
lived.
Either.
I actually lived in southern Alabama for a year, and in southern Alabama, and I think it's still this way. You know, there's like certain stores that'll put a Confederate flag in the window, and basically, it's not saying, "Oh, I'm proud of my heritage." It's saying, "Blacks are not welcome in this store." And that's really what it is for there. It's unfortunate to say, but even still, you know.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
No, I believe it's still true today.
Yeah, but when was the last time you lived there?
Well, I didn't. I haven't lived there for decades. My sister still lives there. I still visit there.
Yeah, I just wonder if that kind of thing still goes on. I absolutely believe it went on, you know, 40, 50 years ago. I just don't know if it goes on today.
I'll tell you right now, I'm perfectly fine with it going on. I just wish they had the balls to put, you know, no blacks allowed on there. Because,
yeah,
again,
I
don't see why the gays
like
are making a big stink about it.
It's just
of course,
like a no handgun sign. I love those signs because it tells me where not to spend my money.
Yep. Well, that brings up another thing that I've been bitching about is because the state of Texas just went through this huge rigmarole where they're trying to make open carry legal. And they went through this whole thing. And, you know, this comes up every 2 years where they start talking about this and that. And the left is just apoplectic about the sign that they have to put up in Texas because it's big and gaudy. And, you know, a lot of stores don't want to put it up because it's, you know, stupid, but they're always like they always try to lay their argument down on, you know, property rights. Well, it's their property, so they have the right to do whatever they want. I'm like, oh, really? So now, after OSHA, ADA, EPA, all these business regulations from the Federal Reserve and the Securities and Exchange Commission, and all this kind of stuff, you pick this to finally give a shit about property rights.
It's because they don't give a shit about property rights. It was just like when the Heller decision went down, you know, so all of a sudden they were saying, oh, you know, thanks pro gun people, you know, so much for state rights and all that, coming from the very same, you know, anti-gun lobbyists that were pushing for the, you know, the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban and all of this stuff that was being forced down the throats of pro-gun states that wanted no business in this fray.
And to say nothing of the iron pipeline.
Ugh.
The out-and-out fabrication that criminals were going to states with lax gun laws, buying guns and bringing them to states with strict gun laws. That's complete fabrication, a tiny percentage of firearms. in restrictive states are actually purchased out of state.
What's really hilarious is the you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So your rocket sled's just doing double duty tonight.
Oh, it was a rocket sled. I thought it was something falling. But the I thought Cosmo tried to climb the china cabinet.
No, he's banished from the office.
Yeah, because he keeps eating tables.
But it was the antis are starting to put a lot of steam into the whole bad apple gun dealers, and they're going after this one place outside of Chicago, which I hope he fucking sues them for just defamation, because there's enough like. Just pure straight, like they are directly saying, like, I know Dan Gross went on Hannity and straight out said, no, these guys are breaking the law, you know, selling guns. And I'm like, no, they're not. But I mean, if they were, they wouldn't be selling guns anymore. Cause yeah, no, the ATF would shut them down quite easily.
They'll be making license plates.
Well, you know what they're doing is they're playing, you know, games with the numbers. You know, they're ignoring the whole per capita. They're ignoring the fact that this business does, you know, $20 million a year or whatever it is in gun sales. So,
well, they're also ignoring just, I mean, the time to crime issue If there's one gun shop in the vicinity of Chicago, Chicago is it's the same. There's a gun shop that's just across the border from Camden, New Jersey in Pennsylvania. And that's one of those quote unquote bad apple gun dealers.
Right.
No, he's just everyone that owns a gun in this fucking shithole town. Bought it from that place. And so when the fucking junkies go across the bridge to go, you know, to go doing a smash and grab and they steal some guns, they're going to be stolen from that gun shop.
Yep.
At least in the ATF trace. But the same thing goes is they've got all the, like the Brady campaign's got all these, you know, flyers and posters and infograms and all that on bad apple gun dealers. But the one thing they don't have is they're saying it's a small fraction of gun dealers are supplying 90% of the crime guns in America. Well, if it's such a small number of gun dealers, why don't you put their names up? No. There's a couple that they do, you know, They do live shots in front of and have protests, but they don't actually list it either. So they're just claiming that they're these bad apple gun dealers, but they're never actually saying who they are because, hey, guess what? It's all of them.
Well, and then they set up a fake gun store in New York City.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. and another happy note is I guess everybody, hopefully everybody noticed that they lost the court case against the ammo.
Yes.
Lucky Gunner.
Dealers and got ordered to pay a court cost.
Yep.
Excellent.
What's interesting too is at first I'm like, oh fuck. The Brady's going to disappear just like they did with when Pittsburgh was trying to sue for them to violate the Pennsylvania Constitution that says there's no preemption, and they wanted to have a preemption of some sort of gun law. Within the city limits, and the Brady campaign or somebody from the Brady campaign said, "Oh yeah, no, you guys sue. We'll pick up the legal fees," and so they sued, and they went, "Nope,"
yeah,
and left them hanging because they're the Brady campaign. They're broke.
Yep.
And I went, "Oh God, the Brady campaign's broke. They're going to be like, all right, cool. You're stuck paying, you know, what is it, like $250,000? What was that?"
Oh, yeah, it's a significant, it's like almost $300,000 by the time it's all said and done. So
yeah,
it's a good quarter of Dan Gross's salary.
Yeah. So it's, you know, so it's this huge chunk of change, and I'm like, awesome. It's going to, you know, run the Brady campaign under, but I'm like, nah,
nope.
they're just going to run away. Yep. Except for the families were Brady campaign employees.
Yeah, I think in this case the Brady campaign itself was specifically ordered to pay. I may be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure that's what I read.
I mean, it doesn't matter. The people that were running it were, you know, and they did lose a family member in the Aurora shooting, but they were Brady campaign operatives first.
Yes, they were.
They had been hired and were
echo.
Yeah, they're hired and making money from the Brady campaign before they filed suit.
Yep.
That is not a coincidence.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks. Talk to you later.
Bye. And we're over.
Two whole callers too.
Yeah, we gave people. Well, I think part of the problem is the phone. I didn't realize. I thought when somebody called in, else called in, it would kick over, and that guy was sitting on hold. And
I guess he was
trying to call in. So you can't call in and just listen to the show. If you're going to call in, you're going to talk.
We missed our MDev.
No, he didn't call.
Man,
I bet he did. No, he was calling from the bat phone. MDev's got a.
So anyway, I got stickers. Look on the webpage or Facebook. I'll put a link or something to where you can get a sticker.
If you put it on Facebook, then Weird can't.
I'll put it on the webpage. There'll be enough places. If you want a Squirrel Report sticker, you'll be able to find a place to get one. My tongue's going to be covered in stamp goo. So.
No, it isn't. They're all peel off.
Hey,
you can't get a licking stamp, no, which kind of sucks.
Actually, you can't. You know,
I kind of like the taste of them.
Yeah, not anymore.
Do you guys like the taste of stamp glue?
I bet you like paste too.
They used to be. It was like a flavor.
Stamp flavored?
Yeah. I don't know if it was flavor, but it had a little acidity to it. Yeah, so it was kind of like had a little piquant.
Yeah. So anyway.
If it had a flavor to it, I want someone to make stamp chewing gum.
And if you think about it, if you think about it in this day of universal precaution when it comes to body fluids, the thought of all those licked stamps wending their way through the international mail distribution process is kind of gross.
Dad, don't be a pussy. Don't use that Purell shit. Wash your hands when they're dirty. And you know what?
If alcohol is eventually absorbing up your anus.
Hey, yes. There you go.
And pick your nose. And if it's a good one, you know what? That might be eaten.
Dinner.
Yep.
All right. Well,
let's end on a booger eating.
On that note.
We'll see y'all next week. You'll hear us next week. Something will happen next week. I don't know.
Call in next week.
Yeah, it probably won't. This is probably our last show.
No, it's not.
Good night, Internet. Yep.
Bye.
Bye.